Good morning, everybody. Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. We read the Bible, we discuss it. Mitch brings us in. Thank you guys so much for being with us. We'll get started as he finishes. Take care.
Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, welcome to Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Welcome you again. Genesis chapter 3 is where we'll read this morning, beginning in verse 1. We've covered 1 and 2, and God's created order, and all things are good. Adam and Eve created to live in a relationship with God. Adam and Eve getting the opportunity to walk around the garden with God, eat from any tree except for the tree of knowledge and good and evil. They have been made for one another. They perfectly complement one another. They live in the institution of marriage as set by God, and they are living in the joy-filled realities of being created good and in relationship with God. Verse 1 of chapter 3, here we go. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say to you, 'You can't eat from the tree of the garden?'" Then the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat from the tree of from the fruit of the trees in the garden. But what about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, 'You must not eat it or touch it, or you will die.'" "No, you will not die," the serpent said to the woman. "In fact, God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food and delighted to look at, and so it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Now, Genesis chapter 3 is commonly known, if you're familiar with the Bible at all, is commonly known as the fall of man. It's the place where Adam and Eve decide that they're going to disobey the will of God. You have to remember, when God made Adam and Eve, he put them in the garden and he put them into a relationship with him, or into a beautiful place that was specifically prepared for them. Out of his grace, he provided for them. Out of his love, he created them. Out of his grace, he provided for them. He put them in a beautiful garden that was made specifically for them. Now, the condition upon which they were to remain in that garden was a condition of obedience. They had to obey God. They could eat from any tree in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life was there. They could eat from the tree of life in that state in which they were created, and they could just enjoy everything that God had made and put there. They could eat from the fruit of any tree, any plant that they wanted. They were there to enjoy a relationship with God and to eat from anything that they have, with the exception of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, theologically, we call this the covenant of works. God put them in a place in the Garden of Eden. Now, they had a covenant of works. They had to maintain obedience. They had to pass the test, the good works of obedience. And so the devil knows that. He takes the form of a serpent, which is the most cunning of all the creatures that God has made, and he comes and he asks them a question, and he says, "Did God really say to you that you cannot eat from any tree of the garden?" He comes and asks them a question, and it's important for us to note here that the devil is coming to tempt them in a way that is going to put them, catch them off guard. God did not say you can't eat from any tree of the garden. God said you can eat from every tree of the garden with the exception of the one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the devil knows how the human mind works. The devil knows what's going to tempt them. He knows that the tendency is going to be to focus on the things they can't have rather than on the things that they can have. So you think about it in your own life. I think about it in my own life. All the wonderful blessings of God, all the wonderful things that I have going in the positive, all the wonderful things that God has showered upon me in his grace and his mercy and his love. I've been blessed beyond measure. You have as well, most likely. And we can focus on all of those wonderful blessings, but what do? We tend to focus on the things we can't have, the things we don't have, the negatives in our lives, rather than all the positives. The positives far outweigh the negatives. What's the human mind do? The human mind focuses on the negative, and the devil knows that he can get Eve focusing on the things. So the devil says, "Did God say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?" What kind of question is that? No, God said you can eat from every tree. The devil knew this. He's a created being as well. He knew exactly what God had said. But he posed the question in a way to get her to think about how to think about what she can't do and to focus in on what she considers to be a negative from God. God has opened up every tree, the fruit of every tree in this garden, but the devil comes to her and says, did God say you can't eat from any tree of the garden? So the question is basically, is there any tree in here you can really eat from? And so she starts thinking that way. And she will respond, we'll pick that up tomorrow. But just note that how the devil comes. He does the same thing with you and me. He's going to come and draw our attention away from all the wonderful blessings that God has given to us as his people. And he's going to draw our attention to the negative. And it's an exercise of attention. He wants our attention to focus on the things we can't have, we don't have, the hardships, the difficulties, the negatives, so that it'll take our eyes off the goodness of our glorious God. We've got to reverse that. We've got to focus our attention on our God's goodness and the goodness that he has displayed to us in all that we have. You guys take care. Remember, the devil's coming to get you. He's also coming very cunningly, and he's coming after you in the same way he came after Eve. Be on guard. Focus on the positives that God has given you. Y'all take care. See you tomorrow.
You carry me close to your heart and show